For What's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greek lawmakers to vote on bailout. The Greek government defended its new bailout program before the country's parliament, ahead of a vote expected today on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. Lawmakers considered the bill in an acrimonious parliamentary debate on Thursday. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras urged the parliament to approve the deal agreed on this week with the international creditors, the European Central Bank, European Commission, and International Monetary Fund. The deal imposes harsh new spending cuts and tax increases in exchange for new loans. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri appears to have pledged the group's loyalty to the new leader of the Afghan Taliban, a move that could strengthen both terror organizations as they fend off challenges from Islamic State. In a 10-minute recording that surfaced on the Internet Thursday, Zawahiri backs Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour amid infighting over the successor to the Taliban's deceased Supreme Commander, Mullah Mohammed Omar. U.S. counterterrorism officials are studying the message, but say there is no reason to believe it is not authentic. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded when a truck packed with explosives was detonated at a crowded market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday while swearing in four new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. The militants have killed close to 1,000 Nigerians in raids and suicide attacks since Mr. Buhari was inaugurated.